You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So obviously you already talked about this, but I was just curious about how, I mean, here you were, you've had so much happened to you by the time you were 23. I mean, most people don't have that many things happen in a lifetime.
Right.
And here you were carrying all those happenings, all these encounters, and just, you know, when I got saved, I didn't realize that you could say sentences without certain words. I thought you had to have these adjectives. Right. I didn't know. And it was a surprise to me. I remember looking at the Christians like, you can have a whole conversation without even using these words that I thought you had to use.
Right.
Of course, it was like you. All of a sudden, just God touches you. Right. You walk with Him. You spend time with Him, getting His word
he
in your
heart.
He
cleans you up. He cleans
he
it.
He just
you.
Does it.
He cleans you up.
You can't make it. He just does it.
Yeah. And that's the thing about sanctification, is that I'm not the same person. And hopefully all of us are not the same person we were at conversion. Because right. It's a process of growing. And so, like today, with the diversity in the body of Christ, mm-hmm. people having different opinions on issues, social issues, mm-hmm. you know, you get a believer who's brand a new babe in Christ, they don't have the depth of teaching, of discipleship, of right. theology. So they may have different cultural views mm-hmm. after conversion. I mean, if you go back to the Bible with the fishermen, Peter had a long time before he was able to see that there is no difference between Jew and
yes.
Gentile. It took him even after the resurrection.
Yeah.
He was still stuck
yeah.
in what he culturally had grown up with. I think that yeah. same thing is happening, Greg, today with the division in the body of Christ. People have grown up segregated from each other, ignorant of each other's ethnic culture, customs,
right.
What they were brought up to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So even after a born-again experience, you can have a believer on a different political plane with another believer. Discipleship, of course, sanctification
right.
will change people. Some of the opinions I held, you know, 30, 35 years ago, I've changed
right.
over the years.
Mm-hmm.
As the closer I've walked with the Lord, He's shown me more truth.
Right.
You know, so that is a process of growth.
Right.
That's why I think what's happening in America, well, I don't want to get ahead of
it. We won't get ahead of ourselves, but
one
thing I think of is don't judge anything before its time.
That's exactly
because, you know, everybody begins
yeah.
a journey. And if you got to be taught how to read, taught how to speak a language, everything has to be. Jesus was also called the good teacher.
That's right.
Like he said, don't call it. But anyway, he taught many things. When he saw us harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd,
right.
his response was to teach us many things.
Amen.
And so it's important to be a student, you know, to find a good teacher in the Lord that will begin to teach you, disciple you, we would say.
There was a bumper sticker that came out. You may have seen this one. And I remember seeing it when I first got saved. It said, Christian under construction.
Yeah, right.
Please be patient with me. God's not finished with me yet.
That's good. I remember going to college after just getting saved. I was a deputy and you know, you're a brand new believer, so you think you're a mess. And somebody wore a pen to school.
Right.
And the pen said, Christians aren't perfect, they're just forgiven.
That's right.
I mean, that set me free, brother. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, right.
You know, anyway, So I think about this, and there's many people out there right now that, you know, hear your experience in
right.
this coffee shop and, you know, karate ministry. They're thinking about ways they could reach out to. So often people are just trying to just preach the gospel
right.
without any relationship, without caring about. I mean, Jesus first met their need,
right.
and then he shared his heart and the heart of God with them. And so what would you say to somebody right now that's thinking about, you know, maybe a karate type ministry or a coffee house or just something where you can,
right.
what would you say to that person right now? Because sometimes people are just locked into just going to church and getting preached at and listening to and going back home and having a pot roast or something. And they're
right.
just in the cycle of like not reaching out. So what would you say to them? They're thinking about, you know, launching something like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, God's given us natural gifts that you're born with, natural ability and talents. Mm-hmm. Then we have spiritual gifts that are endowed or provided for us when we are born again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are many Christians that have multiple gifts, but everybody has at least one.
Right.
And so you've got to discern what those gifts are, combine with your natural talent ability, look what you do well, what other people say you do really well, you know, in your environment, your arena mm-hmm. of where you live, and then pray for discernment and how you can take something that may be a natural talent that God's given you and use it for His glory. Case in point, a lot of these professional football players, many of them entered into what they call the strength team ministry or power team.
Mm.
There's others, I forget there's another name very similar, that where people do feats of strength and use their abilities to grab the attention
right.
of young people, then share the gospel. We've had the strength team here many times.
Mm-hmm.
That brought them into Pensacola, and I got him into the public schools, you know.
Yes.
And then many of these guys were former pro football players and various athletes. Find out what you can do well, what talent God's given you. Combine that with your spiritual gift of what God's supernaturally endowed, given to you to use, and then God will give you a ministry.
Right.
You know, that you can use in the your own arena, your own sphere of influence.
And you're comfortable with who yeah. you are as a gift.
You're comfortable with who you are. Yeah.
You just function in that.
Relational evangelism. I taught evangelism training all through my 38 years of pastoring. EE, you know, evangelism explosion, all the different mm-hmm. things, faith evangelism. But, you know, I think, and there was a place for cold turkey evangelism, hitting right. them on the streets, no doubt about it, God uses it.
But I think, you're saying hitting, you're not talking about like Bruce down to Key West, right?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, approaching.
Okay.
No. Right. Approaching someone.
Okay.
Although that method at times could be used, right. as it was for me. I'm sure the Lord knows those cases.
Those views are necessary, though, so VFNKB or VFNTV.
But ahead. I mean, approaching someone yeah. cold turkey yeah. that you've just meeting, like we would do that a lot through the years. But I think the best kind of evangelism is relational evangelism. Mm-hmm. Look within the spheres of influence. Your family, begin with your family, acquaintances, neighbors, work associates, you know, people that you know, through other environments,
right.
you know, kind of a rippling effect, mm-hmm. and build a relationship where you earn the right to be heard,
right.
where you're as good of a listener as you are in getting your message.
That's out. When their heart is opened up to what you have to say, right?
You know, you take an interest in someone, you love them. I think relational evangelism is something truly missing right now. Yeah. A lot of the conversations most Christians have in America, of whatever denominational tribe they might mm-hmm. be in, mm-hmm. or stripe, they confine a lot of their God talk to the buildings that they worship.
Christianese.
In. Yeah, inside their buildings. Mm-hmm. So they're only talking to each other. Mm-hmm. They're only dialoguing mm-hmm. with each other. We're not engaging. We're not engaging the culture.
Right, right. That's good. That's very good. So I think about, and of course, God wants us to be family. So if we learn how to have a relationship with each other, then we can demonstrate. You'll be talking about that more later on, a little bit later.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.